Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, April 25th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 65 years ago, today in 1959. One of the largest civil engineering feats ever undertaken, the St. Lawrence Seaway, officially opened, linking the Atlantic Ocean with the Great Lakes. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area. This morning it's sunny and feels like 27 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:37 and will rise again tomorrow at 5:45. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 54 and wind of 7 to 9 mph. Tonight, it will be clear with a low around 36. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 7 a.m. with another low tide just before 7 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 46 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny and cool with a high near 56 degrees. Saturday will be mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 63. A chance of showers arrives Saturday night and continues into Sunday morning. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 67. Monday turns partly sunny and warmer with a high near 70. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, in a challenging operation near Cape Cod, 10 dolphins were saved and returned to the ocean after a near 7-hour rescue effort. The International Fund for Animal Welfare managed the rescue involving 2 separate locations known for difficult conditions due to shallow waters and extreme tides. The rescue team, comprising 45 people, including AmeriCorps members, successfully stabilized and released the dolphins using a specialized mobile clinic. This marks a significant effort in wildlife conservation in a known global stranding hotspot. Now on to sports. Today, prepare for a whirlwind at the NFL draft as the top 10 picks could usher in unexpected moves, mainly due to the unpredictable quarterback market and other key players. Insights from coaches and executives suggest a high-stakes evening, with the Chicago Bears likely leading off by selecting USC quarterback Caleb Williams. He's seen as a standout talent, suitable for a team in dire need of a franchise leader. The subsequent picks are expected to be equally dynamic, with potential trades shaking up the order as teams like the Washington Commanders and New England Patriots make strategic moves to secure top talents. The draft night is set to be a spectacle of strategic gambits, and we'll be back tomorrow with the results. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road beat the Guardians 8-0. And the Celtics at home for game 2 lost to the Heat 111-101. The series is now tied and headed back to Miami on Saturday. Luckily, the Bruins on the road for game 3 beat the Maple Leafs 4-2. The Bees lead that series 2-1. And tonight, the Red Sox are on the road in Cleveland to take on the Guardians. In top news, The U.S. Department of Transportation is implementing new regulations to enhance consumer protection in air travel. Announced by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, these rules mandate airlines to fully disclose the total cost of flights before ticket purchase and ensure prompt cash refunds for cancellations or significant changes. This initiative addresses the rising issue of surprise junk fees, aiming to make pricing more transparent and reduce the hassle for consumers. The airline industry, however, has expressed concerns that these regulations could lead to confusion, arguing that passengers generally do not need or want such detailed information up front. And at this point, they might be right. After years and years of unethical price obfuscation, I probably would be confused when seeing an honest and straightforward price.
Alrighty then.
In business news, in May, Congress is poised to potentially revolutionize the U.S. cryptocurrency landscape with a stablecoin bill that aims to establish a new regulatory framework for digital assets pegged to fiat currencies like the U.S. dollar. This legislation, drafted by Senators Cynthia Lummis and Kirsten Gillibrand, seeks to ban algorithmic stable coins and require stable coin issuers to be either state-chartered trust companies or banks. Notably, it also gives the Federal Reserve significant control, allowing it to block entities from issuing stable coins with a 2/3 majority vote from its Board of Governors. However, concerns about the bill's lack of anti-money laundering measures could pose hurdles, highlighting the delicate balance policymakers must strike between innovation and security in the evolving crypto space. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $64,000. Ethereum is $3,100. And Solana is $146. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. New research highlights an intriguing aspect of how our brains perceive time. According to a study published in Nature Human Behavior, more memorable images seem to make time appear longer, enhancing their memorability further. This phenomenon suggests a possible adaptive function of the brain, allowing it to process and retain more information by manipulating our perception of time. The study's findings could have significant implications for understanding how memory and perception are linked, and might lead to more effective ways of enhancing memory retention. In entertainment news, the sequel, 28 Years Later, is generating significant buzz with the announcement of its cast, including Jodie Comer, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, and Ralph Fiennes, under the direction of Danny Boyle. Boyle reunites with screenwriter Alex Garland to continue their seminal work from the 2002 film 28 Days Later. The upcoming film, which seeks to extend the narrative into a trilogy, promises to delve deeper into the post-apocalyptic world overrun by zombies. With the original film star, Cillian Murphy, involved as an executive producer and a strong production team, expectations are high for this sequel to recapture and expand upon the original's groundbreaking impact on the zombie genre. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the actor, singer, and businessman, Jimmy Dean. And the successful sausage maker said, "I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to to always reach my destination. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.